Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They ask me, Ambra, could you do something for us? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And they said, would you want to meet them tomorrow and wear a wire?
The voice of one of Harvey Weinstein's accusers, one of the never-before-heard recordings, part of the Catch and Kill podcast with Ronan Farrow. He's the journalist whose investigation into allegations of sexual abuse against the Hollywood producer won him a Pulitzer Prize. And I'm happy to have Ronan Farrow on Reporters Roundup on KYW to chat about the new podcast being launched by Radio.com's Pineapple Street Studios. Ronan, one of the surprising things about the audiobook of Catch and Kill was we got to hear the NYPD tapes of their sting on Weinstein, and wondered if we could expect that kind of thing and more in the podcast. Take us through some of your plans.
You can indeed. I mean, part of the reasoning behind the podcast existing is, A, these are incredibly compelling sources where it was clear that they had more to say and that people would be, I think, inspired and learn a lot from hearing from them in their own words. And B, there was all of this audio that ran through the reporting. And that's the police tapes you mentioned. It's recordings that were made between me and sources and colleagues during the thick of this incredibly high octane story. And you get to go inside that and hear those recordings over the course of this podcast.
And especially, it's one thing to make accusers or abuse survivors comfortable to have you relay their words on a page. How do you make them feel okay about talking about it at a microphone, telling their story on a podcast?
I am so grateful that these sources agreed to take yet another step in terms of coming forward and sit down with me for the podcast. It was, you know, a process of discussing with them whether they would be comfortable with it. And thankfully, the pivotal voices that I thought people would want to hear more from decided to take that leap. And I think they did it for the same reason they initially went on the record, which is they felt like they had something to offer where people could draw strength from this. And I think that's the case. You know, the first episode is this spy, Igor Ostrovsky, who followed me around for Black Cube, this sort of black ops firm that Harvey Weinstein hired to chase survivors of his attacks and reporters trying to break the story. And Igor is one of the examples of people inside a pretty nefarious operation who developed a conscience about it and became a whistleblower. And there are a lot of stories like that that run through the podcast.
Catch and Kill remains high on the bestseller list weeks after its release. How do you plan to both enhance the experience for those who have read the book while also inviting in those who haven't?
The podcast coexists with the book in a way where you can either have read the book and want more, and you will absolutely get more from the podcast, or if you're deciding whether to read the book or not, the podcast can be an interesting point of entry where you get to know some of these people and then might want to know more about the plot that they were involved in, and then you can get that from the book. It's designed to either stand in its own on its own or work in tandem with the book, and I have been loving hearing from people who have heard the podcast and really felt that it's a strong companion piece in that way.
Ronan, how do you feel about where the Weinstein investigation is, the progress or lack thereof of seeking justice?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball, and it's not for me to say what should happen in Weinstein's upcoming trial. I am very inspired by the people who have agreed to testify, Annabella Sciorra, one of my sources, who had a really horrific allegation, is one of the people who have volunteered to do that. They don't have to do that. They're only doing it because they think it can help other people and protect other people. And, you know, several of the sources that I talked to over the course of this podcast weigh in on their feelings about how the criminal process has unfolded over the years around Harvey Weinstein. I think the book and now the podcast make clear that the justice system was subverted at various times. And I think a lot of those sources are hoping against hope that it won't happen again.
Well, you can hear KYW News Radio on the radio.com app. And starting Tuesday, the 26th of November, you'll be able to hear the Catch and Kill podcast with Ronan Farrow on that free app. Ronan Farrow, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for taking the time. Take care, Ian.